we're going to do, for a show like that, we, now that I've said that we play by the seat of our pants, on a show like that, when we know there's going to be a lot of maybe non-deadheads there or first-timers, we try to slant the music to more, some of the more recognizable or more approachable material. You know, we won't throw those psychedelic 30-minute jams out there that particular night. You know, we'll do some of the stuff that may have been made it to the radio, like Ripple or Touch of Grey, or, you know, even a Shakedown Street might be good because it's very danceable. Everybody gets up and dances, and it's kind of a disco beat, and it works real well in a forum where the people may not be familiar with the band.
Shaking on Shakedown Street, used to be the heart of town. Don't tell me this town ain't got no heart.
But there's so many deadheads that do come, so we want to keep them happy too. So it's going to be a happy mixture of the recognizable stuff and then the nuggets that the dead put out there for us. Another interesting thing I wanted to mention about the Dead's music, I know they didn't consciously do this, but they left great big spaces for improvisations in all of their songs, which really works well for us because that's where we get to work our magic. We'll play the song, it's the same chord structure, it's the same lyrics, but in between those, the beginning and the ending lyrics, it's all us. It's, you know, 90% of what we play is original that night, and we can just go to town and take it wherever we want to. So that's why I say we're really an original music band, even though we're a tribute or a cover band, because most of the stuff we're playing has never been heard before. It's heard that night, and it'll never be heard again in that form.
What do you remember best from having played music in the LA Zoo before?
Well, this will be our third or fourth time there, and it's just a pleasant occasion. We're close to the animals, you know. The animals are listening to us. That's what I like about it. Hopefully they're dancing. You know, somebody tell me. Where we immediately are, all we can see is the meerkats, and they're dancing anyway, so I don't know if it's us or them. The zoo event is a great family event, you know, and it's in the cool of the evening. And no matter where you go, you're going to hear music in the zoo. There's umpteen bands, six stages. Come on down.
If people want to find you, they need to look for the meerkats, and there you'll be.
Look for the dancing meerkats, and I'll follow your ears to the Grateful Dead music.
Let's take an imaginary trip to the LA Zoo, and you show me the things that you like the very best. Courtesy of Craig Marshall of Cubensis, here we go.
Well, I'm a big zoo fan. I love the zoo. It's kind of a bittersweet thing to have to put animals in cages so that we can see them, but it's also important because it lends to the appreciation of the animals. I mean, I'd rather see an animal at the zoo live and in person than watch one, a documentary on TV, because there's just an instant thing. You can actually see them, you can smell them, you see how they act and stuff. And I was noticing that the new elephant exhibit is massive. And the last couple times I've been to the zoo, I've looked for the animals and they're way on the other side of their exhibit, you know, doing their thing. You could barely see them. But I said, that's great. They have enough room to roam around now and, you know, be free and walk where they want. They're intelligent animals. They know they're in an enclosure, but you know, they've at least given them some room to prowl around and be away from people if they so desire. So I'll keep visiting. In fact, when we go play there, I'm going to check on my elephants there.
I hope you'll say hello to Billy for me.
Oh, definitely. Billy's at one of them? Okay, I don't know him by name, so now I know Billy. I'll yell his name out, and maybe he'll come a-running.
Where else will you be checking out in the zoo besides the elephant exhibit?
I love the new rainforest where the orangutans if I'm saying that right. Their habitat is amazing too. They've got tons of place to crawl vertically and horizontally. And being that there's some thick glass there, you can get right up next to those guys. And it's like almost scary how close you are, because, you know, there's just a couple of inches of glass separating you and this big old monstrous beast that could probably do you some harm if he so desired. But it's just great to be able to look him in the eye, really. And I thoroughly enjoy that. I like taking my grandkids there, and they really love it. They really love it.
What do you most want your grandkids to know about animals and conservation that they'll learn at the LA Zoo?
Well, I have failed to teach them yet that, you know, so many animals are in peril, from bees to, you know, some of the bigger animals. And that's something that you've just busted me on, because I need to educate them and, you know, help them know that, you know, that bee that they might have stepped on or that ant that they squashed is part of a greater living community that needs respect. And I need to instill that in them. And I'll do that when they're coming to the zoo to see us play, and we'll take a walk and we'll talk about that. So that's something that I will do.
And finally, any favorite memories at the Los Angeles Zoo from the time you've been there?
Cotton candy. Cotton candy. Well, that's just an afterthought of the zoo experience, but I just love that zoo. I think it's a little bit hilly. You know, I wish they'd flatten it out, because it's a long walk. But we take the tram and we start at the top and we work our way down. That's our secret to getting through the zoo, so it's downhill all the way. And just love the variety of animals they have there. They have stuff you'd never even dream about. I swear to you, if I didn't know better, some of those animals are from another planet. They're just so strange. But it's wonderful to watch. Wonderful to watch. Thank God for the LA Zoo.